Misunderstanding.
Blog Talk Radio.
And that might be true, but there may be some other things that you would be willing to do some time for. So let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar. What's the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on this hump day, the 27th of April, only 3 more days in this month. So the first is going to be Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So tomorrow's the 28th. And then Friday is the 29th, and then Saturday will be the 30th, and then April 86th on up out of here. So, getting into this topic, Stacey White, what's going on, Ma? Good to see me some you, and Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. Robbie Ming, my big sis, doing a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going right directly into your sight. No doubt. what you would be willing to do time for. What would you be willing to do time for? Think about it. Have you thought about it? I definitely have thought about this. I had no choice to think about it because I've been arrested for everything. It's like, no, I haven't been arrested no long time. There ain't no way that I could paint myself as no hardened thug or, you know, somebody that's used to being locked up. I've been arrested a few times. Never been past the county jail. Never did more than 48 hours, you know what I'm saying, locked up. But nonetheless, you know, when you get arrested and you're sitting in a cell and you're thinking, like, when are my people going to come through with this bail money? You know, when am I going to get out of here? You get to thinking, like, am I locked up for something that made sense to me? Am I locked up for a decent reason? Am I locked up for a reason that I would be able to stand tall against and say, you know what? Yeah, well, you know, these are the consequences of my actions. And if I had to do time over this, then so be it. And no, y'all know, I've been locked up over DUI arrest. That is not something I would ever feel good about doing time for. Mm. This damn wool sweater. Yeah, we going to have to 86 this. Because this thing, I was feeling mighty fine before I put on my sweater. You know what I mean? I thought the sweater was nice, and it is. It is. But we gonna 86 the sweater. God damn it. That damn wheel again. I'm about to start a fund, y'all. Yeah? I'm about to get a GoFundMe for a new chair. I'm about to have y'all donate so we can get a new chair. Anyway, like I was saying, you know, like DUI arrest or something, some kind of petty crime, I'm not willing to do no time over that. But I would be willing to do time or be able to hold my head about doing time over something that made me feel good about myself, something that I would feel like is a worthy cause. Defending my family is something I would never bat an eye about having to do time for. I'm like, what? I'm not going to let anybody hurt my family members, kill my family members, put them in a position where they're not able to live freely. It's not going to happen. So if I have to get locked up for defending them, yeah, well, so be it. So you really have to think about it in terms of, okay, doing time is one thing. How much time would you be able to do and still hold your head high? Because, like, okay, so I would do a few months. So I would do a year. But what are the things that are so important to you that you would do double-digit years? What would make you still feel good in year 10 that you were locked up for? What could justify it? Once again, for me, it's family. But it also is other ways of life. You know, look at it this way. Plenty of our freedom fighters in the civil rights movement and before that, many of them went to jail for years and years and years. Not everybody got to come home because of minor offenses like Martin Luther King did. Some of our leaders did years in jail. And we still have political prisoners still locked up after all these years. They were fighting for a certain way of life. Now, you know, they really had to believe in what they were doing in order to endure that. You know, look at Mumia Abu-Jamal. Now, he was arrested and given the death sentence, now commuted to life without possibility of parole for killing a police officer. I'm not necessarily sure if he was fighting for his freedom or fighting for a way of life when that happened. If he's the one who did it, he's maintained his innocence from day one, but he has not had a chance to come home. So he is definitely considered a political prisoner, international, and people internationally have been fighting for his release for four decades now. Four full decades now. Do you think Mumia Abu-Jamal, probably somewhere in his tenth year, said, "Damn, I'm on death row, man. I'm going to lose my life over this"? Which makes you think, like, I hope he really didn't do it. Because he didn't mean to go to jail. But the way that he fought the case, for people who remember when he got arrested and when he went to court, you'll remember he turned that whole courtroom into a circus. It was crazy. He definitely could have fought the case differently than that. But he did it his way, and it turned out another way. Do you think that maybe somewhere in his 10th year, 15th year, 20th year, 30th year, do you think, because he's never been able to get an appeal, he's never been able to go back to court and get an appeal for his conviction? Ain't happening. Do you think that perhaps in his later years of incarceration, or even in his early long-term years of his incarceration, do you think that he thought, like, I probably should have done something differently? Maybe I didn't kill that man, but maybe I know who killed him, and maybe I shouldn't have defended him. Or was whoever he decided not to tell on or give details about, was it worth it? 40 years in jail, 40 years in prison, maybe, probably will never see the light of day on the streets again. I mean, when you think about it from the inside, when you think about what you have missed in 40 years, you never saw hip hop grow into the multi-billion dollar in a music industry that it is now. Hip hop had started before he went to jail, but it didn't become what it is now. He didn't see that on the streets. The internet, he didn't see that being developed. Mm-mm. He didn't see it for what it would be these days. Even the way cars are driven, or the way cars are made and things like that. Last time he was in a car was 1982. Well, I can't say that. Maybe he goes back and forth to the doctor or something like that, or hospital. I know he was hospitalized at one time. So, you know. But that wasn't in a car. He didn't ride in a car. He had to ride in a van or a bus. So, different. You know what I mean? Different. You know, I don't know if he's been exposed to a cell phone, touchscreen cell phone, seeing cell phones go from the big gray phone with the antenna, big phone, to small phones, to touchscreen swipe. He missed all of that. Missed all of that. I don't know if he has children. But if he did, he hasn't watched them grow up. Not a chance. So you take that into your own life. Take that into consideration for your own life. What would be as important to you to stand your ground and take that incarceration on the chin the way he has? And I'm not saying that I agree with the reason that he's in jail. And I'm also not saying that he caused that, but I'm sure that he probably feels like he could have done something different. And I bet you if he ever got an appeal, for his conviction, I bet you he wouldn't fight the case the way he did the first time. I pinky bet you on that one. So what about you? What about us? What about us? What would make us say, nah, man, I'd do years over that? Could it be your wife? Could it be your husband, your spouse, your children, your mom, your dad, your family members? Would you fight for your brother and sister? You know, if it meant that, would you go and defend them even if you weren't sure that it was going to come out good? Now, we're not talking about defending your life for someone. I'm talking about, or defending somebody else's life. We're talking about something that you know, if it don't go down right, we going to jail for this. People have fought for their businesses, and the businesses weren't even legit. Drug deals, getting mad money, getting that money on the streets. Large sums of money. You know, people have died over money. It ain't nothing. And people have gone to jail over money. What kind of money would you say, well, you know what, even if I got locked up, it would be worth it for this much. As long as I had it, if I had this much, yeah, I would do time. People rob banks. You know, we talked about this before on the show. People rob banks, come off with about $10,000, $15,000. And you're going to do 15 years in jail. 20 years in jail. Niggas, you crazy. Mm-mm. And of course, you stand and lose your life also. But yeah, you're going to do a lot of years in jail. Over some $15,000, $100,000. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to you? Because that's a year's salary for a lot of people. Of course, that's more than a year's salary. That's double a year's salary for some people. Let some people tell it nowadays, nobody is living off of $50,000. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. I don't know where our people became so bougie. Before all my bougie people. For all my bougie-kins. My bougie-ricans. Okay. All right, you bougie. You're used to a certain way of life. Well, if defending that way of life it was so important to you, what would you, well, what would make you do double-digit years for it? Get locked up for it? Somebody rob your house? Home invasion or something like that? Yeah, you might shoot them. Here's the thing. You might be a convicted felon and aren't able to have a gun. Now, you've already done time. Now, you're going to do at least 5 years because a convicted felon is not supposed to ever be able to hold a gun, be around a gun, even play around with a bullet. Real? That's real. Those are the actual facts. So, home invasion, you and your family are there. Would you pop somebody? Pop them in his melon for breaking into your house and endangering the lives of your family? Most of us are going to say, yeah, I would do that. At the blink of an eye and without even having to think about it. Well, he has to think about it. Because the consequences that are going to be there for him to have to suffer aren't the same as you. You can shoot somebody, you can kill somebody in your home if they try to invade your home or if they try to endanger your home. No, you're not going to even get arrested for that. But if you're a convicted felon, now that makes the whole dynamic of the story different. Like, okay, yeah, we get it. This person invaded your home. However, sir, the question of what were you doing with a firearm in your house? Even if you were married and your spouse had the gun, you can't be in that house with that gun. And you were the one who used the gun. You going right back upstate. You getting cased up. But it would probably be worth it to you. You know, people are probably going to defend you and things like that, but you're going to do some time ahead of all of that. So what are we talking about? Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get Amism Show. And I want to welcome all of y'all. So good to be here. Good to see y'all. Good to be alive. Great to be alive. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, most of us will easily say that if somebody tried to take our lives, of course, we would defend ourselves to the fullest and possibly take their life. Sounds reasonable, right? Once again, you might be a convicted felon. And, you know, even if you're not a convicted felon, self-defense is not an easy thing to prove, but you do have to prove it. That's the thing about self-defense. You can't just say, well, he tried to kill me. No, you have to show where somebody tried to kill you and that they were going to get away with it had you not done this, that, and the third. Yeah, you got to show and prove when it comes to proving self-defense. And you're not going to be able to do it on your own. You're going to have to get a lawyer who can prove that you had reason to suspect that you would not live had you not taken the life of someone else. It's real. Do you understand? It's real. What you would be willing to do time for. Shoot. Most people scared to go to jail. Like, hold on. You know, we get to thinking about rape. You know, all men get to think about rape. You know, people getting raped in jail. Well, mostly only people who have never gone to jail think that rape thing is could be their reality going in. There's a whole lot of things that happen with people who get raped in jail. And it ain't just you were just weak. It ain't just because you were... most people come home and have not experienced that. You know, just real trap. They can't all be lying, y'all. They cannot all be lying. They can't all be lying. Talk to y'all heavy in a minute. Talk to y'all heavy. Just a second. We put this chat where I needed to be. Yeah, they tease them a lot, but we got them on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right. Now let's rock. Pull the shades down on them. All right. What we got? Carol Davis says, I'll take the sweater if you don't like it. I love the sweater. But you know what I mean? I also like being able to breathe and not have my nose feeling all funny. I'm over here twinkling my nose like I'm Samantha on Bewitched. Oh no, what was her name? On Bewitched? What was her name? Okay. Carol Jamie says, I truly understand that, Omar. I feel the same way, no doubt. F-O-E? Faux Omar, for sure? Okay, she says. Let's not forget about the innocent behind bars for life, and we are being proven it. Yeah. You know, we have freedom fighters all through our history. People got locked up forever. You know what I mean? Trumped up charges, all kinds of stuff. But when you're out there fighting for your people, now let's talk about that for a second. Because many of us would say, well, I would be willing to go to jail for the black struggle, fighting for the black struggle, you know, fighting for the freedom, the real freedom of my brothers and sisters. See, y'all know I'm on that, and I know that y'all on it too. Here's the thing. Would I be willing to do time for fighting for the black struggle, knowing damn well it's hard to identify exactly what the black struggle is? Now, let's say if I had my own organization, let's say we got the Daily Go Getemism or the Urban Therapy with Sun. You know, we had our own stuff. We had an LLC. We were selling goods and services. We were out there in the community really, really changing the lives of people and seeing evidence that we're changing things in our way of life. That's fighting for the black struggle, not just, you know, fighting for some law to be passed. You know, like, all right, George Floyd was killed, and we should all be willing to go to jail for him. No, well, now that's the I don't know. Too much of this black struggle does not give back to you. So you could go to jail fighting for the black struggle, but realize in your first year that the black struggle never cared about you, ain't going to jail for you, wouldn't give their lives for you. They fighting for integration. You fighting for nationalism. You fighting for a country of your own or a land of your own. And they fighting for gentrification. Like, now, wait a minute now. Hold on now. Wait just a minute. Say, wait a minute. So, yeah, it's something that you really have to think about. You know, like, y'all know that our people sell each other out left and right, up and down, in and out, over and across. And we'll make no bones about it. Like, well, that nigga was stupid. You know what I mean? He shouldn't have done this. He shouldn't have done that. Meanwhile, you sitting up in a jail cell, never coming home for people who's calling you stupid for fighting for them. So, yeah, the black struggle is something that you really have to take into consideration when you talk about whether you would go to jail for that or not. You might, but you might not want to. You might not want to. Us just staying on the street is hard. You know, just being able to live as a black woman, man, or child, it is not a slam dunk for us to make it from the cradle to the grave without either going to jail ourselves or having a family member or loved one or something like that, somebody do some serious time. We just don't live that way. That ain't us. We don't have the luxury of knowing that we can go anywhere, do anything, be anybody, work anywhere, live anywhere, go shopping anywhere without any threat of being assaulted, or confronted, assaulted, arrested, set up, framed, convicted, incarcerated. For life. I don't know. Stacey White says, when I say my brand, meaning my identity. Okay. So you will be willing to do years for your identity? Bound on that a little bit. Gary Wright says, I remember his brother saying that he was the one who did it. I remember his brother saying it too. And I remember his brother showing up years later. Like, I'm here. There's reasonable doubt out there. Not fighting over a sweater. Okay, Carol says, if I robbed the bank, trust me, I would want all the money, and I don't mean no $10,000. Yeah, that's right. But people be robbing banks and only getting this little bit of money. And I'm like, you're willing to risk your freedom and or your life and getting caught in the commission of an armed robbery over some 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 things? Man, you crazy. You crazy. Mm-mm. Samantha was her name on Bewitched. You know how she wiggled. Robbie Ming says, Omar, I'm coming over your house and take the sweater when you sleep. Listen, I ain't trying to go to jail over you stealing, breaking in my house. Robin, I'll leave the door open for you. At least there won't be a fight. All right. Emily Dunlap in the house. She says, Carol, that was a mother name, but I think he's talking about the daughter, Tabitha. No, the mother was the witch. The mother was the witch. Her name was Samantha. Samantha. That's her. That's her. That's her. But yeah, what you would be willing to do time for. I mean, of course, the first thing we're going to say is our kids. I fight for my kids. I go to jail for my kids. Whatever I got to do for my kid. But you lived a life before your kids. What was important to you before your children? Because whatever was important to you before your children is probably important to you now. So how do you handle that? How do you handle that? How are we carrying it? How are we carrying it? What would you be willing to do time for? Be sitting up in a jail cell. In a jail cell. What would you be willing to do? Where that consequence you would be okay with. Yeah. I've been out with my mom before, and you know how a lot of senior citizens, they don't know how to whisper no more. They just so used to saying whatever they want to say. You know what I mean? And like my mom, she'd be out and she'd call herself whispering. And I'm like, not only are you not whispering, your voice loud. And it ain't got nothing to do with her hearing. It's just, she's fair. I don't know what year of being a citizen, a senior citizen, it kicks in where you think that the only person that's listening to you talk is the person that you're talking to. I don't know what year that is. But anyway, I've been out certain times when I thought somebody was going to disrespect my mom. They got real close to it. They got right up to the line to the point where I had to look like, you know how you give somebody that, oh, okay, we're there. Let me see what happens next. That line is right here. You cross it, bam. I can't account for my actions after you cross that line. But that lady right there, you're not going to hurt her. You ain't going to hurt her feelings. Nothing is going to happen to her. I guarantee you. And somehow they didn't cross the line. But yeah, if it had to be, yeah, I would do time defending her. Shoot, I know her. She gonna make sure I get out. I'm coming home on bail. I don't know what's gonna happen at the trial, but I'm coming home on bail. You can best believe that.
I'm coming home.
She gonna get a baby home. Mama gonna make sure a baby get home. We gonna fight this case from home. But yeah. But there are other people in my life that are just as special. And the way and my way of life is important to me. Nobody, I ain't gonna have nobody taking my what little freedoms I enjoy as a black man. I'm not willing to have nobody take that. But you look at the war in Ukraine with Russia. They're fighting for their way of life. They're fighting to keep from being occupied, from being invaded, from having some other people from another country come and tell them what to do, how to live. Maybe even what to wear, what they can say, where they can go, where they have to work, how much money they can make. Mm-mm. Yeah, you'd be willing to die for it, but you also have to be willing to do time for it. And you have to ask yourself, well, are you willing to do it? Are you? So it's something to think about. It really is. What you would be willing to do time for. Maybe you put all of your heart and your soul, your time, your effort, your back, legs, arms, lungs, heart, throat, eyes, ears, mouth into your business. You built this business. You envisioned having this business your whole life. You worked so hard to get this business up, and it's finally doing well, and somebody tries to take that away from you in whatever kind of way. Like maybe they had a personal problem with you, and they tried to commit arson and burn your building down. Messed up your way of life. Would you go get them? Would you say, all right, I know they did it, but I'm going to make sure they don't do it again. I'm about to handle that. Now, you know, just your thought process alone is enough to get you locked up. Your thought process alone is enough to get you locked up because you're already into premeditated mode. You are already conscious of the consequences of your actions. You thought about, you had time to think about whether you should do that or not, and you chose to go through with it. Double-digit years. Is it worth it? Hey, this business is more than just what feeds your family and keeps a roof over your head, keeps money in your pocket and in your account. This business is basically a reflection of everything that encompasses you. Maybe this business that you built is an asset to the community. People come here not just to buy things, but to find out about things. This is black business the way black business is supposed to be. We ain't got our hand out in this black business. We giving out opportunities. We're giving opportunities. We're changing the mindset of our people. We're letting them know that they can do it, and we're showing them how to do it. This thing is as important to the community as a recreational center is, as the Boys and Girls Clubs of America is. As important as the police athletic league is. Yeah. Giving back like crazy. Yeah, I would do time defending this business. I wish he would come through with a Molotov cocktail trying to burn down this business. I'll burn down his business. Him being him. He won't have no business to mind again. I'm just saying. Couch Chamber says, I will go to jail for murder
if my life was threatened. It's either them or me. Totally understandable. Totally. Robbie Ming says, for trying to rob my mom or put, I don't know what that say. What the hell? Carol Chambers says, nah, that's why I have insurance. Now, I might get someone else to get them for a fee. It would look too obvious if I did it. Yeah, but when you get somebody else to do it for a fee, if they get caught, they're going to tell on you. And then now you're getting the, oh, man, yeah. You still going to be doing years. You know what I mean? That can actually be worse than doing it yourself. The law looks at that like, woo. But I understand. Oh, yes, I do. I understand. I get what you're talking about. All right, y'all. We got to get on the body here. Even though I kind of like the way it was going, but y'all know time is time. But we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make it up to them special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Cookie Billups. Turning 51 years old today. Go cookies. And also Robin Ritchie, happy birthday to you. And Walker Teresa Walker, turning 53 years old today. And Joyce Henry, turning 67 years old today. And Kamel Gordon, turning 49 years old today. And Nikki R. Dowdle, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Cindy Carter. I turned 51 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, yeah, you can go to jail for almost anything. Black man, woman, and child, we get arrested for all kinds of crazy stuff, do time for all kinds of crazy stuff. But what about the things that we feel like, yeah, well, if I got to go to jail, then I would go to jail for this, because if I had to go to jail for this, then I would feel good about going to jail for this. I'll fight the case. I'll win it. I'll do whatever I got to do, even got to sit for a minute. If I get locked up, if I have to go to jail, then I'll never look at this as a fail. I had no other choices in life, and if I made another choice, then it wouldn't be my wife, it wouldn't be my husband, it wouldn't be nobody, no spouse. I wouldn't do this thing even if I didn't get out. And it's all good. I stood my ground is where I stood. I could have made another decision, but I thought this was the best one. So just like precision, I went through the motions and I got locked up, but that's okay. And I'm going to spend the rest of my days. I'm fighting this case. I went to jail, but I know that I'm not telling no tale. I told the truth up on the stand. I stood up like a great woman, a man. And I would say the next man do something like that, but don't get caught. You don't want to do that. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business show. I want y'all to have a great night tonight. For the rest of your night, whatever you're going to do, do whatever you do, but do it right. And please, don't get locked up tonight. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily. Kelly go get up, Miss Michelle. Yeah, don't you know? All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you out of here, 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 out of here. Let me get.